This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. If you weren't with us in hour number 1, I opened the show by telling you there's a big story coming out in the New York Times about Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner, and his pardon. And the New York Times story prominently features yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, along with my boss, the head of Newsmax TV, Chris Ruddy. The two of us were very instrumental in getting a pardon from President Trump for Bernie Kerik. And I'm very proud of that fact. And the article in the New York Times actually points it out, although they do slander me and libel me with lies, complete lies, never even bothered asking me about it. But nonetheless, who cares? At this point, you know, there's no such thing as my own sister Lori texted me and said, "What a great story, Wayne. You should be so proud of yourself. You're friends with the President of the United States, and you helped your buddy, Bernie Kerik. But why can't the New York Times just put conservative TV radio talk show host Wayne Root? Why do you have to put conspiracy theorist conservative TV and radio host Wayne Allen Root, who traffics in Obama birther theories, when I've never in my entire life mentioned Obama's birth to anybody off mic or on mic? I don't get involved in it." This is how the media lies. Do you now see how media lies? College professors lie. High school teachers lie. The teachers union lie. The newspapers lie. All the people you think are telling you the truth are lying to you. All right, second thing I talked about was the greatest ruling ever. Federal court rules that Trump can withhold funds to states that have sanctuary cities. What great news. Deny grant money. Oh, this is the beginning of the end for liberals and their sanctuary cities and their illegal aliens. And then number 3, Trump starts implementing a ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the USA. So now you can't get in unless you could prove you could work. And if you're already here, you can be on welfare, but you're not going to get your citizenship until you get off welfare. I mean, if this isn't great, I don't know what is. Now, what is not great is coronavirus. And I do, you know, I didn't want to get in a big fight with Josh, but I do think it is a major, major thing. I don't like that Rod Rosenstein's sister is the head of the CDC, making pronouncements that could hurt the American economy. I agree with him on that, and I think it's disgusting the incredible ties between brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, children, grandparents. All these people have tentacles, these power elite, into every single part of our lives, in the government, in the media. It's unbelievable. But I don't necessarily think that they're wrong in saying we've got a problem and it could be very scary. And they are scaring the death out of everyone, but maybe for a good reason. Because just while we're talking during the show, I've seen news stories that scare me. That a flight attendant, has just tested positive for coronavirus at LAX Airport. That Westchester County, New York, where I am born and raised, I am from Westchester County, New York, I'm a Westchester boy, and Long Island, New York, where I spent half my time. I was always in Westchester or Long Island or New York City, and both of them have, Westchester has like 10 cases of coronavirus, and Long Island has 60-plus cases of coronavirus. That's scary stuff. So it is here. It is coming. Does it mean we're all going to die? No. But I'm a little bit more serious about this than any of my guests have been, than Rush Limbaugh has been. Rush Limbaugh, and I love Rush, and we're always on the same team. But Rush made an announcement yesterday that this is all about destroying the economy, Trump's economy. And listen, what I would say is a terrible thing is coming, and liberals are clapping, celebrating, high-fiving, relishing that it could destroy the economy and kill people and make everyone in a foul mood before the election. Now, that I would agree with. They're like cheering the disease. But they're not necessarily exaggerating the disease. It may, in fact, be terrible and bring business to a standstill, and we all have to be very worried and very concerned and very scared. And that, of course, makes you prepared, and that's good. President Trump announced VP Mike Pence as the coronavirus czar. President Trump had a press conference during the first hour of my show and insisted he would accept whatever amount of crisis response funds approved by Congress and appointed VP Mike Pence to be his coronavirus czar. So, I don't want to panic the people, but I'm more worried than your typical Republican conservative on this one. I really am. I really do believe this is a bad one. I do believe this is a pandemic. I do believe a lot of people will be sick and a lot of people will die around the world. I don't think America will be hit like other countries will be hit. But I think Asia is in big trouble. South Korea in big trouble. Japan in big trouble. China in big trouble. Taiwan in big trouble. Not necessarily America in that big of trouble. You know, we've got much better healthcare systems than any of them. Much better healthcare systems. And then, of course, here's the point I think that Josh Manning was making of WesternJournal.com, that his whole family just had the flu. And that wasn't the coronavirus. It was a different kind of flu. But they lived. Everybody lives from the flu, except for really old people and really sick people with damaged immune systems and really young babies. Most people get the flu and they go on with their life 3 days later or 2 days later or 1 day later. You know, my whole life, my whole adult life, I don't remember being a kid, what I had or didn't have, but my entire adult life, I probably had the flu like 4 times. So I've been an adult, let's see, I'm 58 years old, so it's track 21, 38 years, almost 40 years I've been an adult. In 40 years, I've had the flu maybe 4 times, so once every 10 years. And every time I get it, it's like an 8-hour flu. I feel nauseous for 8 hours, and then at hour 9, I feel better. Hour 10, much better. 11, the veil lifts off my body. 12, I feel like brand new again. I don't even get 12-hour flu. So these people are making it like oh my God, it's the flu, and it's got a name, coronavirus. It's the flu. Maybe you'll be sick for 8 hours. Maybe you'll be sick for 12 hours. Maybe you'll be sick for 24. Maybe it'll be 3 days. But I don't think you have to worry about dying, you know, unless you have a compromised immune system, you already have cancer, you already have AIDS or HIV, that's different. Or you're very old. Now, that's a whole different story. If you're 80 years old, I'd be worried. Most people who are 80 plus die from some sort of pneumonia, right? They just die of pneumonia. They get sick. I know my grandfather, 92 years old, died of pneumonia. So the flu is a form of pneumonia. This coronavirus caused pneumonia. But I've been the first one who was on this thing, and I'm worried about it, and I'm worried about the effects on the economy. And I don't think this is the one time I wouldn't accuse a Democrat of, I could accuse them of celebrating that there's finally something that could hurt Trump's economy, but I wouldn't accuse them of exaggerating, because if there are people sick in Westchester and Long Island and now a flight attendant at LAX, it's very worrisome. Very worrisome. Not about sickness, but about what it could do to the economy. But boy, it sure was good news today about sanctuary cities, and it sure was good news today about Trump stopping people from coming into the country who are on welfare, the public charge rule in effect. And then the Trump administration announced they're launching a new unit to strip U.S. citizenship from foreign-born terrorists and criminals. They're establishing a new section within the DOJ to deal with the process of removing citizenship from foreign-born individuals who fraudulently obtain citizenship by failing to disclose past convictions for serious crimes, including terrorism and war crimes. So that's good. That's really good. So there's like a form that asks, have you ever done something wrong before you become a citizen? And if you're a terrorist, if you're a sex offender, if you've committed war crimes, you have become a U.S. citizen under false pretenses, and they're going to take your citizenship away. All good stuff. Again, liberals will look at this and go, oh my God, they're taking citizenship away from people who are already citizens. Oh my God, the pain of it all. I can't take it. Liberals are such weirdos. They're such snowflakes. They're such wussies. They're such pussycats. Come on. If somebody did something bad and didn't disclose it, I'm glad to strip them of their citizenship. Why are you upset over that? And then also breaking news, I just told you about the New York Times and the big story about Wayne Root and Bernie Kerik's pardon, and 14,000 people wanted to be pardoned, 11 got it, and I wrote the article and sent it to the president, and I signed the letter saying we want Bernie Kerik Earth did 11 people out of 14,000. I'm so proud. But the New York Times, of course, in addition to saying I had a big role in it, had to slander me. And perfect timing. The Trump campaign files a lawsuit against the New York Times because the New York Times lied about Trump. And who knows? Maybe I'll file a lawsuit. Trump campaign has filed a libel lawsuit against the New York Times over a story falsely reporting as fact a conspiracy with Russia. The lawsuit aims to hold the news organization accountable for intentionally publishing false statements against President Trump's campaign. And what I would say about what they said about Wayne Root, after a perfectly nice article where they said Wayne Root was right in the middle of this whole thing, getting Bernie Kerik a pardon for the president, right in the middle of it, they decide that I'm a guy who's a birther, who actually said Obama wasn't born in the United States. Never said it in my life. This all could have been avoided if the New York Times reporter, who I was so nice to, if he had just called me and said, Wayne, by the way, my editor is demanding that I put in, you're more than just a TV and radio host, I've got to put in that you're a conspiracy theorist who trafficked in birther theories. Really. Except I'm not. And as far as conspiracy theorists, I speak 10,000 hours a year on the air, on radio and TV. And out of those 10,000 hours, I take 5 minutes here or there, and I ask questions about everything. That makes me a conspiracy theorist? To ask questions? To not accept what government says is fact? And it never has one of them been about Obama's birth. Never! But, you know, just as I mentioned to you that I'm someone who really does believe coronavirus is bad, there's a new animation chart out. And this is from the UK Daily Mail. Shocking animation shows how the coronavirus has outpaced SARS, MERS, and Ebola to sicken more than 81,000 worldwide. And when you look at the graph, it's unbelievable. You know, from day 41, from day 0 to day 26 to day 41, you see a yellow line at the bottom and a red line at the bottom, and then this one is coronavirus. Oh, my God, it shoots to the sky. Far worse than SARS, swine flu, Ebola, or MRSA. So this is not a joke. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. All right, on to business of the day. I think some good news is in order. The latest Rasmussen poll is out. Shows President Trump trouncing Fidel Sanders, otherwise known as Bernie Sanders. A breaking poll by Rasmussen Reports, released this morning, finds President Trump trouncing Bernie Sanders in a head-to-head matchup. Remember, we always lose the popular vote, but we win the electoral. If Trump were to win the popular vote 50 to 43, that's Trump, among likely voters 50%, Sanders 43%, 7% undecided. President wins 84% of the Republican vote. Leads with independents 49 to 39, 10-point lead. And Sanders captures 75% of Democrats, but almost one in four Democrat voters opt for Trump. 22% opt for Trump. And that's the difference. That's why we win. That's how extreme Sanders is. Although, you know, by the time of the election, who knows? It could go either way. I think there's a chance that once we paint Sanders as a total communist, a crazy, radical, extreme, out-of-his-mind communist, it'll be even bigger than that. So you might win, like, you know, 54 to 39, landslide. Or the Democrats will, you know, come up with every scare tactic they can and convince all their voters to hang in there, and Trump will win a little bit closer than that. You know, a lot of people, black and Latino, they'll go for Sanders even though they hear he's a communist. They'll still go for him because they hear that Trump's a racist. So, you know, they've got to stir up. They've got to lie, Democrats. You have to lie. We're not lying. Bernie is a communist. You're lying that we're racist. We want to help black people. I want to help all people. So Bernie Sanders comes out with a statement. He says, illegal immigrants are our people. I told you how today is such a great day because the public charge rule is in effect, stopping them from getting on welfare, and that the federal court ruled that Trump is allowed to withhold money and funding from sanctuary cities. So great day. And Bernie Sanders comes out and says, illegal immigrants are our people. All illegal immigrants who get in the United States are our people, says Bernie Sanders. But I like this. I want this campaign to come down to this. I really do. What our campaign is about, what our administration will be about, is rethinking America. See? He's telling you what he is. He's a communist. And he says illegal immigrants are entitled to the same government benefits as citizens. Phew. Sanders' plan suggests he will offer America-funded health care to all migrants who make it over the border. Health care is a human right, not a privilege. In America, you should not suffer financial ruin because you got sick. Here's one area where I'm going to sound liberal. I agree with Bernie. You should not suffer financial ruin because you got sick. I agree. But you should never be in the country in the first place, and therefore we're going to throw your ass out. Okay, if you're an American, you shouldn't suffer financial ruin. Now, does that mean I'm for nationalized health care? Absolutely not. I came up with lots of great ideas when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination. I said it should be a 100% private health care system, and everybody should have one of those medical accounts where you could put up to $10,000 a year, anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 a year, in a medical account, and it's all tax-free. And that pays for all your small medical bills. And then everything above $10,000 is paid for by cheap health insurance where they don't owe the first $10,000, and that goes up to $1 million, and then anything over $1 million, which is called catastrophic, then the government would have a fund that helps people so they don't lose their life savings when something tragic happens to them and they need more than $1 million. Pretty good idea, right? What's wrong with that? Tell me what is wrong with what I just said. But see, most liberals say, oh, no, just government should pay for everything. I agree you shouldn't suffer financial ruin. Not even because you got sick, because your family got in a car accident and four kids were in the hospital at the same time, and it's a $5 million bill. Nobody should have that. That's where the government gets involved. But everything under $1 million insurance gets involved, and everything under $10,000, you pay yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Milwaukee is confirming multiple fatalities in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery.
There are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, he also says
The police and the fire departments are here. They're doing everything they can. This is a situation that is still very fluid.
President Trump addressing the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
The number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people. And that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen.
So far, 60 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn, a couple things to make sure everybody knows, because so many of you now watch me on TV. It's kind of amazing. Kind of everybody that listens to me on the radio tries to watch me on TV, although the problem is I'm on, especially on the West Coast, I'm on at 5 o'clock p.m., and most people are driving home at 5 o'clock, and yet my West Coast viewership is the highest that I've got. The highest that I've got, especially the Mountain West, you know, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Utah, and Colorado, and Arizona. That's kind of Idaho, Montana. That's kind of where my biggest viewership is. And the Midwest. Oh, people love my show in the Midwest. I'd say like 70% of my fan mail comes to the Midwest. And so we're changing the time of my show. I've been telling everyone that it starts, the new show time starts Tuesday. It actually starts Wednesday, because Tuesday is Super Tuesday, and Newsmax is interrupting all the programming to do special programming for Super Tuesday. So we won't be on this coming Tuesday. It's actually Wednesday, which is March 4th, that my show changes time. And I'd also been telling everybody we're moving to 10 o'clock East Coast time. I found out today we're actually moving to 11 o'clock East Coast time, 8 o'clock West Coast time. So on the West Coast, you've been listening to my radio show all day. You come home, you make dinner. 8 o'clock, the Wayne Allyn Root Show comes on Newsmax TV. It's fabulous for West Coast. 9 o'clock would be Mountain West. 10 o'clock would be Central. The only time it's kind of late for is the East Coast. But even then, I mean, most people are up for the 11 o'clock news. Most people are up for the late night comics. Now there's an alternative. Wayne Allyn Root Show, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 8 p.m. West Coast time on Newsmax TV. And we're working on a couple of new shows as well, including something on the weekends. So lots of stuff going on with Wayne Root Newsmax TV. And it's channel 96 on Cox Cable here in Las Vegas. It's also on DirecTV, channel 349. It's also on Dish. And it's also on other cable systems all over the United States, reaching almost 80 million homes. We've got our guest on the line, Mark Walters. He's a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. He's a national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And he's the host of the nationally syndicated Armed American Radio. Great honor to have you on the show, Mark. I'm a big Second Amendment believer and a gun owner myself. Thanks for joining the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Oh, Wayne, thanks for having me on, brother. Appreciate it very much.
So Joe Biden, here on my notes it says he mistakenly said during the South Carolina debate that over 150 Americans have been killed by gun violence since 2007, which is very funny. It's not a mistake. The guy is just, he's got dementia issues. He doesn't know what he's saying anymore. He doesn't know where he is anymore. It's very clear he doesn't know what he's doing. But the right number is not 150 million. I'm guessing it's more like maybe 150,000. And that, of course, compares to something no liberal will ever mention. How many lives were saved by guns since 2007? Probably 1.5 million, 10 times more. And they never quote that. So go ahead. You have the floor, my friend, Mark Walters.
Well, thanks, Wayne. You know, what's interesting about that, you're right, I agree with everything you said about Joe Biden. But there's more to this. Now, let me take it just one step further. What's more important than that gaffe or whatever you want to call that he, whatever it is from Biden, a Bidenism, whatever we want to call it, what's more important is none of the moderators said, Joe, hold on a second. You just said 150 million Americans were killed by gunfire since 2007. Did you mean that? Do you want to clarify that? And where do you get your statistics? They don't question it. And that's even worse because a lot of us are dumb. And a lot of us are watching this, and they're left with that impression from Biden. And there are people out there, believe it or not, Wayne, I know you know this, who believe that stuff. And nobody calls them out. The left never calls it out. These people get away with this stuff with impunity. Biden can say what he wants. You know, Bloomberg, my gosh, just told Americans that he bought 40 politicians over on the debate last night. He slipped up, little Freudian slip, and nobody corrects him. Nobody says anything about it. I caught it. My wife caught it. That means all of America caught it. We're all watching it, and they get away with this stuff. And the mainstream press never questions them at all. And that's frightening. That should scare everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically said he bought the 2018 election for the Democrats, right? That's what he dropped.
What he said.
Yeah.
So my question, and nobody else said anything.
All right, but here's my question for you, Mark Walters. You're the Second Amendment expert. So obviously 150 out of America's 330 million people didn't die since 2007 through gun violence. But what is the right number? Is it probably like 150,000 out of 150 million?
Now, on average, if you look at the FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics, the UCR, you're going to see on average about 8,000 to 12,000 Americans per year, homicides by firearms are dropping year after year in the decline for the last 15 years. But if you want to go back to 2000, I believe I saw a number on Fact Check that was about 300-some thousand. That also includes suicides. And that also includes justifiable homicides. It includes all homicides, and a justifiable homicide is a homicide as well. And I'll be the first one to say that's too much. Okay? We've got to get a handle on crime in America, not law-abiding citizens of 150 million of us that own 480 million guns that harm nobody. We have to get a handle on crime, and we never hear the Democrats talking about crime. That word never even pops up into the lexicon. They never say it, and they don't get questioned about it on the debate. All they want to do is talk about quote-unquote gun safety measures. Wayne, like, as you know, we're seeing in Virginia right now, there's a litany of bills that are going to go across Governor Northam's desk. Not one of them will stop one crime, but they will infringe on the rights of law-abiding Americans and make it more difficult for law-abiding Virginians to exercise their right to bear arms, but will stop no criminal ever.
Well, I'm going to say something kind of controversial here, and because right-wing watch listens to every word I say, they'll probably jump on this and say I'm a terrible person. But I don't count suicides. In other words, if a person wants to kill themselves, then they would have used a knife if a gun wasn't available, or they would take pills, or they'd jump off a cliff. If you're going to kill yourself, the gun happens to be handy, okay. But that's not the same as, oh my God, guns are a great danger. You weren't murdered by a gun. You made a choice to use the gun to commit suicide. If the gun wasn't there, you would have driven your car off a cliff, or you would have taken some pills. So I don't count suicide by gun as anything that has anything to do with the safety of America. You made that decision to use the gun. That was, it should, and by the way, most crimes in general, even the murder, if it wasn't a gun, they'd use something else. In Britain, four times more violent crime than America, Mark. Four times when no one's got a gun. It's all knives and acid attacks. So it's not the gun committing the crime. Stop the nonsense.
No, you know, you're absolutely correct. I've done the same thing with you, and I'm very familiar with Right Wing Watch and Media Matters and the rest of them. They're hunting me down all the time as well. And it's interesting, when you talk about suicides, I've made the comments, look, if somebody wants to kill them, if they've made the decision to kill themselves, Wayne, they're going to suck on a tailpipe, jump off a bridge, they're going to use a gun, whatever method they choose. They're going to hang themselves, whatever they choose to do. When someone makes the decision to murder someone, no extra law on the books is going to stop someone from doing that either. Just like what we saw in Milwaukee today, I don't have a lot of information, but no doubt it's going to be a gun-free zone and it's going to be a disgruntled employee. The left is going to want to come after my guns and blame the NRA, and the NRA and my guns and my safe had nothing to do with that. Let's get specific with numbers. When you talk about number of crimes, Wayne, AR-15, they demonized the weapon. More people were killed with hands and feet and fists to the tune of over 600 than were killed with all rifles combined, including the AR-15, which was less than 298 than the Uniform Crime Report FBI numbers from the latest figures that we have available in 2018. Yet they demonized the AR-15. Less than 300 people were killed with any rifle at all, according to the FBI. More people were beaten to death, stomped to death, hacked to death, knifed than rifles. And yet they demonize it. And what bothers me about it is the fact that you and I have to talk about this on our programs. We have to write about this stuff. And when it comes up on a debate stage, if it comes up, the truth is never mentioned, and no moderator, not one, questions their statistics and their lies. And that's what they are. They're lies.
Yeah, I mean, if you noticed yesterday, the guy in charge of coronavirus for the country of South Korea committed suicide. He jumped off a bridge in South Korea. He didn't need a gun to do it. I'm sure nobody has a gun in South Korea. So he jumped off a bridge. If you're going to commit suicide, a gun has nothing to do with it. You make the choice to kill yourself. You're going to use something, so okay. What if you use a fork? I'm sure someone's killed themselves with a fork. Should we all stop eating with forks when we cut our steaks? No more forks, no more knives, because one guy killed himself with a fork. It's just dumb. I wish they'd stop using those examples. But let's talk about Virginia Democrats, because they're promising an assault weapons ban. First of all, what is an assault weapon? Do you have a real definition? Because I know they keep getting it wrong.
Yeah, well, a real definition of an assault weapon would be maybe the fully automatic M4 versions or variants that our troops carry in combat, of which Pete Buttigieg knows darn good and well is not what he was issued. He was not issued a civilian semi-automatic AR-15 in the military, and yet again, this is something that never gets questioned by any moderators. They're two mutually exclusive deals. They're not one and the same. They never have been. They never are. AR-15 simply replicates it. It looks like it on the surface. It's a completely different mechanism. But it's, and to get specific about what the Virginia Socialists are doing is, defining an assault weapon any way they want, just like they do in California. They change the definition of it and add whatever gun to it to fit whatever it is they want to take away from law-abiding Americans that day. What we're seeing happen in Virginia right now is a very dangerous and very volatile situation. But it is exactly the model that the Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats, has in store for us if they gain all three levers of power in Washington, D.C. What we're watching in Virginia is payback to Bloomberg and his $2.5 million for paying to flip those three seats that gave the Socialists power for the first time in a generation in Virginia. And as a result of that, they're not going to fix infrastructure in the tunnels in Chesapeake. They're not fixing roads. They're not fixing schools. They've got a litany, over a dozen anti-gun bills that will stop not one crime in the state of Virginia. So I want to ask your audience to think about this. Specifically, what is it about that socialist agenda today, the formerly known as Democrats, that requires you to be disarmed?
All right, Mark Walters, spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, national board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, host of the nationally syndicated Armed American Radio. Mark Walters, thanks for coming on with Wayne Allyn-Root. All right, be good. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War, we get back. So much more to tell you about. I told you it was great that Trump cracked down on the public charge rule and put it into effect on Monday, and that illegals are not going to become citizens if they're on all these government welfare programs. There's already an article out that says there were long lines to get welfare every day for the last 20 years. In the middle of, I think this is Phoenix, and as soon as this took effect on Monday, the guy woke up, walked outside, said, holy crap, there's no lines. All the illegals aren't in line for welfare anymore. God bless Trump. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I hope you were here with me earlier when I said that the latest Rasmussen polls out, not only is Trump at 52%, and it's 5 points higher than Obama was at the same time, but Trump would crash Bernie Sanders, just destroy him, beat Bernie Sanders in a one-on-one matchup badly. That's funny because I knew the other day I saw a Zogby poll was out. Zogby was not as accurate as Rasmussen for the 2016 election, not even close. But I like Zogby. I respect him, and I've had him on my show many times. And generally, I think his polls are pretty good, but not always, not as good as Rasmussen. And his polls show Trump would lose by three to Bernie Sanders if the election were held tomorrow, but win the electoral vote anyway. Okay, because it all depends on the makeup of where the votes are, right? If you could lose the popular vote, as Hillary proved, and still lose by a wide margin to Trump because of the electoral. And it showed that Democrats would not win back any of those Midwestern states they needed to win back. So Trump wins it in just the right configuration to win another electoral victory. But it still didn't make sense to me. There's no way that Bernie beats Trump popular vote. No way. It's just not, it's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you know, it's so early, it's always hard for me to believe, because all I do all day long is read stories. I understand everything going on in politics. That's my job. I'm your host. But it's impossible to believe that anybody could be so dumb and ignorant they don't know that Bernie's for Castro, Bernie's for Venezuela, Bernie's for communist China. Nobody would vote for this guy once they find out about him. So the average American still hasn't found out about him at all. They don't know a damn thing about Bernie yet. But they will. They will. And when they find out about Bernie, believe me, they're not voting for him. So even the poll that shows he's winning by three, that'll quickly turn into losing by 7-10. And the one that shows he's losing by seven will quickly turn into 14. And it's going to be a rout when they find out what Bernie's really about. But he doesn't have the nomination yet. I've said all along, he's going to get to the convention, the Democrat convention. He's going to have far more votes than anybody else. But he won't have enough to clinch. And then they've got to decide, are we going to take it away from him with the superdelegates? And if they do that, then all the Bernie people will be angry and riot and scream and make fools of the entire Democrat convention. And there'll be anarchy on the floor. And they'll all sit on their hands in the election. They will not vote for the nominee if you take it away from Bernie. And so you've created even more damage by taking it away from Bernie. So it's, you know, it's kind of the devil you know or the devil you don't know. All bad choices for the Democrats right now. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is Real Water. I didn't mention that, Real Water. And what's special about Real Water is there's real science behind it. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends, Brett and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon or get your Amazon Prime account, search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section, and you just put in 10 WAR, all caps, number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps, and you'll receive a 10% discount, and Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. And how do I know? Because I woke up this morning, and there was two cases of the little bottles of Real Water and one giant, what do you call that? That, you know, that receptacle, that giant thing that you put upside down into the water cooler and the water comes out, whatever you call that bottle. Water cooler bottle. Okay, Chris says water cooler bottle. That's what it is, water cooler bottle. All right. Thank you, Real Water, for sponsoring the show. Go to Amazon or go to Amazon Prime. Put in Real Water, put in 10 WAR, and boom, you got it. 10% off and delivered to your house free. Medicaid and food stamps line vanishes as crackdown on green cards for welfare recipients begins. So this was the great story I was telling you about. Pastor Antonio Velasquez says before the Trump administration announced a crackdown on immigrants using government social services, people lined up before sunrise. Can you imagine before sunrise outside a state office in a largely Latino Phoenix neighborhood to sign up for food stamps and Medicaid? No more. You had to arrive at 3 in the morning and it might take you till the end of the day, he said, pointing blocks away to where the lines would go. But no one lined up one recent weekday morning, and there were just a handful of people inside. With the new rules taking effect Monday that disqualify people from green cards if they use government benefits, droves of immigrants, including citizens and legal residents, have dropped social services they or their children may be entitled to out of fear they'll be kicked out of the U.S. Now, of course, this guy Velasquez, you know, he's against that. Oh, they'll bring more poverty, more illness, more homelessness. Maybe all these people could survive all by themselves. They're not helpless morons with their mouths open, waiting for their mama bird to drop them a worm. Maybe not everybody's as helpless as you think they are. Maybe they live just fine without food stamps and Medicaid and 50 other forms of welfare and housing assistance. But if it's going to be offered, they're going to take it. Now it's not offered, so they're not going to take it. Because they won't ever become citizens, and they'll get kicked out of the country, deported. Isn't this wonderful? God bless America. This is supposed to be a nation of people that work. Do you understand that? It's Newsmax time. And the coronavirus thing, I'm kind of on the opposite side of most of the conservative hosts, including Rush Limbaugh. It really is bad. The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, advises Americans to store 2 weeks of food and water just in case. I would say 2 months' worth just in case. Not coronavirus, any crisis. Who knows what's going to happen? 83 New Yorkers in voluntary isolation for coronavirus testing. Lots of bad things going on. Orange County declares an emergency of a coronavirus. It really is bad. See you on Newsmax.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Offer.